Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, packers and feedlots spending another day looking at each other, waiting for someone to blink. The Fed Cattle Exchange showed no activity, leaving it up to the country to decide strength or weakness. Cash is expected to trade today as time's running out for the week. The decline of live cattle futures has traders anticipating cash will be no better than steady. Box beef prices again higher yesterday. Choice up 18 cents, select up $1.43. However, this may not play a significant role in the direction of cash, due to it being too early to tell if stronger beef prices will continue over the next month. Cash anticipated lower for hogs today. 3 days of higher cash generally sufficient to purchase the required hogs, leaving packers less aggressive the second half of the week. The National Direct afternoon report showed cash was up 87 cents with a weighted average of $107.73. Cutouts were up 54 cents at 105.02. Cash being higher than cutouts is causing some anxiety among the packers. On the grains, former wheat prices overnight, the firmer wheat prices overnight as bulls plead with bears for a day of stability following the fallout yesterday. Chicago wheat's leading gains overnight with July forward contracts up 12 to 20 cents, although gains still look corrective. Since the highs put in on March 7th and 8th, wheat markets have witnessed an epic collapse followed by a sharp recovery and another one-day collapse. Higher corn prices overnight as front month futures try to claw back about a third of the previous day's losses, with stronger energies adding support. The technical picture of corn is starting to slip as the rally moves from lows on March 8th at 728 and three quarters to the highs on March 14th at 767 and a half. Mixed a higher trade in the soy complex overnight with gains led by soybean oil but slightly losses in meal. Soybeans have added around a dime overnight. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, April live cattle was down $1.50, 139.35. June down $1.27, 135.52. April feeder cattle up 2 cents, 162.62. May down 2 cents, 167.27. April hogs down 2 cents, 102.37. Now, Kansas City wheat at the close. May was down limit at 85 cents lower, 1072.5. July down 85 cents, 1058.5. Chicago wheat, May down 85 cents, 1069.25. July down 85 cents at 1042.5. May corn down 28 cents, 730. And July down 26 and a quarter, 697. May soybeans down 9.5, 1649 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.